Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, without further ado, let's bring in one of the headliners for the Wizard World Comic Con this coming weekend. Tony Danza back in town. Tony, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Don, for having me. I so appreciate it. How you doing?
Well, very well. And, you know, we know that your roots are in New York, but you really did get rooted in Philadelphia when you were here. Were you living in the Philadelphia area when you were teaching at Northeast?
Yes. Yeah, I was living what the hell's the name of it? It's the Palacio on 2nd and
Old City.
Northern Liberties Road. That's where I was living. Yeah, I was living in there, and you know, we were just there because not only graduation was a week and a half ago, but what the hell date was it? May 3rd, we did the 10th annual Teachers versus Student Talent Show. and it was a big success. You know, we tried to raise some money to keep the after school programs alive. You know, Northeast High School is 3,500 kids. You know, a comprehensive high school, everything from special ed to magnets, and it's just a wonderful school. And you know, I always say this, and I can't help myself, but you know, a lot of people think the conventional wisdom is that there's nothing good going on in the public schools. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are thousands of miracles that happen in there every day, and with very little resources. So it's a testament to how hard everybody works.
Well, I am just so thrilled you do that. I'm a former teacher, English too. I came up through the ranks. That's how I got into this business. And when you did that, it really was inspiring. So you're coming to...
Well, you know, Dom, just to finish the thought, you know, as you know then, being a teacher, I mean, it's really a tough job. I mean, it's a calling for sure because it's so hard. You know, and the thing that's really hard about it for teachers, I think, was the emotional grind. Forget about the curriculum and trying to get the stuff done and everything, which is enough of a problem. But the emotional grind of, you know, you got to make the kids think you like them. Once they think they like you, you like them, then they want to tell you about themselves. And the stuff you hear sometimes makes you cry. I mean, it's wrenching at times. And yet, other times, it's the most rewarding thing in the world, you know. I don't have to tell you because you did it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. So glad that you did that, too. So, do you do Wizard World Comic Cons? Is this something new for you? Have you been doing it?
Yeah, this is something new for me. I haven't done it. You know, I got a friend of mine talked me into it, and we did one up in Providence, and I had such a time because, first of all, people were so happy to see you. They're so happy to see you, and I swear, I walked out of there just feeling really, really great. And then you know what else too? You see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time, you know, because a lot of people come back. I saw an old girlfriend. I saw people that I used to know in Hollywood and stuff that I haven't seen for years. But they're, you know, the golden age, but it's my age of TV, you know, back in the 70s,
well,
80s,
we want to talk about that. I got to ask you, I don't think I ever did, which show, and you got to choose one, Who's the Boss or Taxi, which one? One's the rising Tony Danza, the other is the, I guess, the center of your career, Tony Danza. So which one?
Right. Well, I made a little bit more money on Who's the Boss.
Okay.
I made a little bit more money. But, you know, Taxi, you know, I always tell people that, you know, a lot of people get breaks in Hollywood. A lot of people get breaks in Hollywood because, you know, they're looking for new talent, and it's cheaper, and it's younger, and, it's, you know, it's all that stuff. But not many people get a break like that, you know, to get into, like, which was the best show on TV for almost 5 years running. We won 3 straight Emmys. I mean, to be part of that as your first experience and to be surrounded by this level of excellence. And, you know, we do a thing here in New York. We got I work with the Police Athletic League here, and we started an acting program. It's called PAL Acting because when you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act. That's the slogan. Yeah, well, that was true of me. That really worked with me. I mean, I really did develop. We call it youth development through performance. So I did develop, you know, because I was surrounded by just these incredible talents, the incredible writing, you know, Judd and Danny and Jim Brooks behind the scene and Jim Burrows, the director. I mean, it just was, it was like a murderer's row, you know, and so to get that kind of break, I think is, you know, that sets the rest of it up.
Absolutely. Now, Tony, I do know now, I went back and I took a look at what you're doing currently, Standards and Stories. I've watched a couple of performances on YouTube. So my producer egging me on, and I was going to ask you anyhow, bring it to Philadelphia. Talk Radio 1210. I know we'll turn out for you. We'll be there.
I'm telling you, I'm working on getting a date in Philly. I really am. I'm driving everybody.
Well, let's do it this summer. Like, how about you? What are you doing in July? Come on. would that be,
really,
Tony? You got any dates in mind?
I'm running around this summer. I'm going to Tulsa. I'm in Foxwoods.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, but this thing is really, you know, about 4 years ago, I wrote this show and had a great guy with me, Mr. John Otto, a great arranger and a music director. And we put the show together and we've been playing it around. I've actually been able to bring it back to New York City 3 times. I mean,
well, of course,
really, people really,
sure.
really like it. So
well,
I'm
here
I'm
with Northeast Philly, where you taught, and just the times you've been on with, you were on a lot here in local media and all that.
Yeah.
There's a bond. It's a connection. It's a second home, without a doubt.
Well, I certainly feel that way about Philadelphia. I really
absolutely.
Do.
I wanted really to. I wanted to off. Ask you, Alyssa Milano, too. Who's the boss?
That's my girl.
Yeah, yes. And is she always? Was she at that point in time kind of a budding activist? She's really become a centerpiece as far as political activity.
I love the last one, Liz Estrada from Alyssa. You know,
yes.
she wanted to think about no sex. That was hysterical. No, she, you know, she's
did she mean
those
that?
People.
Come on, Tony, did she actually call you and say she meant that?
she certainly, it certainly seemed like she meant it. But you know, and it, by the work, it worked in that Greek tragedy, too,
yes.
remember. But anyway, she's always been a person who wants to leave the world a little bit better than she found it. And I think that would be a good idea for everybody. Just try in your own little way. And in her way, she has a platform. You know, she's been a UNICEF ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really a committed young lady. And I really mean it. I mean, sometimes she ruffles feathers, don't get me wrong. But she, you know, she really has, from the time I know her, since she's 10 years old, she's been talking about leaving the world a better place.
So, Tony, do you have your schedule in front of you for your appearances? What are you here, Saturday and Sunday at the Pennsylvania Convention?
I'm just there Saturday. I'm there Saturday from like 10 in the morning till 6 or 6:30 at night, something like that.
And what do folks, when they come up to talk to Tony Danza? Tony, when they come up now at an event like this, what are they asking for? What do they say to you? What are they interested in?
Well, you know, a lot of times what I really like is and it's thrilling when you hear it. You know, I grew up watching you. A lot of times I hear people come up and say they wanted me to be their father. And I'm like, oh, take it easy. And, but it's really the bond that, you know, that I'm not unaware of because I'm doing it on TV, but that they make with the show and with the character. And it's thrilling. It really makes you – and it's one of the things I like so much about it. Is that people are so willing to expound on, you know, their connection with the show and how what it meant to them and what it means to their kids. Or it's just and the good news for me is I'm really proud of it. You know, I'm so proud of Who's the Boss. I don't think there's a moment in that show, I mean, outside of Mona's innuendo, but there's a moment in that show where you can't sit with a 10-year-old and not, you know, and watch that show and not be embarrassed. You know what I mean? That's what you want.
That is something to be proud of. Without a doubt.
Now, I really think, you know, some of that, you know, I wasn't proselytizing, Dom, but I certainly was thinking about the message every week.
Absolutely.
And I felt like there was a responsibility, you know.
Now, you starred in Netflix's The Good Cop with Josh Groban.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's the first time he had a lead role as an actor, right?
Right, yes. Yes, and he was terrific. I have to say that he's, you know, he's, first of all, you know, he's a tremendous performer, and he was, but he's one of these guys that, you know, one of the things that, I don't know if you've done any acting, but one of the things you, when you're acting, you look in a guy's eye, in the other actor's eyes, you know if he knows his lines.
Right.
You know if he knows if he's there. You know, what's he thinking of? Josh was on the money, earnest, you know, ready for work every day. I mean, I used to look so forward for our scenes because they would go so fast. You know, we were really in sync. He's a really, really, really terrific kid.
Well, Tony, Philadelphia loves you. So, again, I hope that we see your stage act here. I hope you do that, and you have a great time tomorrow from about 10 until 6 at the Convention Center. And you're just a giving guy. Those kids at Northeast Philadelphia, they got a home run when you went there.
Let me tell you something. You know what they did this year? They dedicated the stage to me.
It's very nice.
Yes, I'm so thrilled every time I think about it. You know, let me tell you, you gotta do something for the kids. Kids have it rough today. Kids really have it rough today because they don't have, like when we were kids, Dom, you knew exactly what you were supposed to do because everywhere you looked, there was a model.
Right.
Now, you gotta find a good model. You gotta look for one. You know what I mean? And so, if we can give kids some kind of a diversion to get them off their screens, to get them out of their social media world, to just really think about life and think about the connections between people, whether it be through acting or through their studies. I just think it's incumbent on all of us to do our part.
Absolutely. Tony, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on today. Enjoy Philadelphia.
All right, Dom. Thank you very much for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.